The author of Pro Power is with us today to share with us her journey of writing her first children's book. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And coming up on the show, how Mom did it, how she wrote her first book, and what she's learned about marketing and selling it. But first, if you're a mom creator, head on over to momstown365.com and sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot that we're going to be sharing with our subscribers in the coming months. And if you're a podcaster or podcaster-to-be, we're going to be coaching moms in our new network, the Momstown Podcast Network. Super cool. Those details will be in our newsletter, so be sure to sign up.
Okay, and now joining us is Blaise Vaughn, the author of Fro Power. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so welcome, so happy to be here with you guys.
Oh, thank you, Blaise, and thank you for also reaching out on, or I don't know if I reached out to you or you reached out to me, I don't know which way it went, but I'm meeting the coolest moms on LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely utilize LinkedIn a lot. It's very useful. I love it. Very good networking tool.
All right. So tell us about Fro Power and this book, because did you self-publish this book? It's adorable.
Yes, absolutely. I self-published this book. I had no experience with writing a book, with any publishing. I pretty much had to learn as I go. I stumbled upon the process a lot, but basically, the book, Fro Power, was based upon my son, Carmine Von Hall. He has the biggest afro you've ever saw. We get stopped in the supermarket all the time about his hair. Everybody wants to know how he maintains the hair. They love it. And so I was really into inclusion and diversity because I work in the corporate world, and I come to find that was like a huge, it was a huge area that was kind of untouched. I was kind of brought in that field and stumbled upon it. So my son is all about self-love, kid empowerment. So I wanted to have a book that taught children about inclusion and diversity and just embracing others' originality. So that's kind of where the idea stemmed from.
I love it. So when people stop him in the grocery store or whatever because he has a big fro and a huge smile, by the way, your son's gorgeous little boy. So when people stop him to talk to him about his hair or ask him how he maintains it, how does he deal with it? Does he love that?
Or does he, does he go on stage all of a sudden he's performing about it?
He loves it. I mean, he's the typical 9-year-old boy. So sometimes if he's, doing his thing and we're out, he's like, I don't want to be bothered. But he's a happy-go-lucky guy. So most of the time he's like, thank you. And you'd be surprised. We have older people, younger people, the babies, they all love the afro. So he embraces it. He really does.
That's so great. And so tell us about the theme of Fro Power and how can, and we really wanted at the beginning of the show too, tell us how people can go and buy it for their kids.
Absolutely. So the theme of Fro Power is really embracing your originality. Every child, every person in the world is born with a unique gift that we need to embrace it. We need to appreciate people. Everybody has their own uniqueness. I just want everybody to feel appreciated in the world, to feel embraced, and we need to bring that self-love back. The afro part was just a small part of the book. The main goal, objective that I wanted to reach with this book is just self-love, just loving yourself and loving others that you may come in contact with in the world that are different from you, and just appreciating what they bring to the table.
Oh, okay. That just gives me chills. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So explain, you're in the corporate arena. How did you, I always say everybody has a podcast in them and everybody has a book in them. So how did you start the process of writing the book, and did you have an illustrator, or are you an amazing artist as well?
Oh, no, I am not. I'm terrible on Photoshop, all of that. No graphic design, no illustrator. So basically, like I said, I had no experience. I actually found a great illustrator that was affordable on Fiverr.com.
There you
amazing.
Go.
That is
we
so awesome.
We find so much great talent on Fiverr, too.
Yes, yes. I'm a big fan of Fiverr. I, was trial and error with the illustrations. I told them what I wanted. I found a great girl that did the illustrations for me. It was easy breezy. As far as an editor, we actually use Carmine's grandmother, my mother. She's a great editor. That's what she does professionally.
Nice.
The formatting for the book was actually done from a gentleman on Fiverr as well. And I really picked up a lot of tips about self-publishing. I would type in new author groups or new author book groups on Facebook, and I joined these groups. And any question that I had about self-publishing, they answered for me in these groups. And it was free to join. So it was amazing.
That's incredible. You know, and here's the thing that I realize with moms or anyone, when you have something in you that you want in the world, you find a way to get it done.
Absolutely. And that's, like you said, that's just what we have in us as moms. I mean, we every day we have to find something deep inside in us, even when we're exhausted with the kids, to keep pushing and keep going. That's why moms are so special.
We are special.
Well, and we
all love that.
And the other thing, too, like what you said before, you just want to put more love out in the world and self-love and embracing everyone's individuality. Every child is special. Every person is special. Parents and moms, we want that kind of love living out in the world because our kids are going to live in this world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it needs to be more loving and accepting.
Absolutely. I mean, they see on the TV, on the social media, enough negative images and things there. So they, you know, we can give them more self-love so they can have like equal portions of both so they can be well-rounded. That's what I believe.
Oh, I love it.
So tell us about how Carmine helped with the book.
Absolutely. So Carmine pretty much like the phrases in the book, like Mommy Anna, it's kind of, he has his own lingo. That's what he calls his grandmother. So he never called her grandma. He calls her Mommy Anna. So we used all his little lingo and terms in the book. He told us like what direction he kind of wanted the book to go in, different scenarios that we have in the book. He kind of also directed us with how he wanted the book to visually look with the illustrations. So he actually like was a consultant with the illustrations, which is crazy. He was 8 then. He's 9 now. Well,
I love it.
He can put that on his resume.
Absolutely. I mean, so Carmine helped from the beginning of the process to the end, and he's still helping. I mean, he helps me with marketing. We do a lot of expo shows. We do a lot of networking. So he's still like my main guy.
So are you selling the book? You're still actively out there with, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so
they,
I love it.
You know, with COVID, you know, they put a lot of restrictions, but there still are smaller book fairs. We still do a lot of podcasts. The book is sold now on Amazon.com, which we have gotten such lovely feedback and great reviews. People have really embraced us, which I'm grateful and appreciative for that. I also sell the book on my website, which is www.blazebonds.com. And you can actually purchase it there. Absolutely.
So what is his next book?
Yeah, so our next book, he actually has a sister that's going to be 2 on the 20th of May. She's a riot. Her name is Saki Barbie. And the next book is going to be based upon him and his sister together. So we're working on that. That one is going to be amazing. I'm definitely going to have to come back on with this book. It's going to change the game. This is going to be a game changer. So that's what we're working on right now.
Well, I love it. And also, we're going to have you back on the show, maybe even in between the two books, to do tips for new author. You know how you had all those tips from going on the Facebook groups and getting tips on how to self-publish
and
a book?
And Fiverr and how reasonable
Absolutely.
That was.
And maybe you should do a podcast with us, Blaze. You're good.
Absolutely.
Be on our network. You should.
Absolutely. I would enjoy it.
Oh my gosh. This is so much fun. This is so exciting. So thank you so much for being with us. And so we're going to definitely have your website and everything in our show notes. So again,
okay.
We should be sending people to either look for Fro Power on Amazon or at blazevonds.com. And can you spell your name and that domain name for us one more time?
Yes, that would be Blaze Bonds, B as in boy, LAISE. And then B as in Victor, ONS.com.
All right, Blaze, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Mom's Town 365. Be bold, be creative, and hey, maybe self-publish a book,
right? And join a podcast network with Mom's Town.
There you go. We're here for you every day.